Welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. It is Friday night. We are turned all the way up. So if you haven't gotten your drink, get your drink. Go ahead and pour you something nice and stiff. Get you a bottle of wine, a bottle of tequila, some vodka, some rum, some Paul, some Hennessy, some E&J. Do what it do to make you feel best and get real nice and comfortable. But y'all know I got to bring my girl Helen in the building. What it do, shawty?
Hey, what's up?
Turn me up. Hey, so we're doing a Freestyle Friday. Because if they don't know, today is a beautiful day. Tonight, we got a full moon tonight. The full moon starts at officially 3:19 a.m. So if you already turning up for us, go ahead and get your energy ready because we're going to get y'all ready for this beautiful full moon that we have tonight. But Helen, do you know what today is?
Today.
It's my dog's birthday.
Who birthday it is?
Our title sponsor, none other than Miss Yvonne herself.
Oh, I feel bad. Why I ain't had no that ahead of time?
Ooh. Look, I called her and woke her up this morning.
Well, somebody should have called me and told me something so I could have sent her a happy birthday or something. I didn't even know.
I'm going to tell her happy birthday now. Go ahead and give her a shout out.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Hey, happy birthday to you. Y'all, I know I can't sing, but there you go. Happy birthday, man.
Now you know we got some birthday songs for listen. Let me go ahead and kick it off for her. Let me give her the first birthday song for the night.
Go ahead.
Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, carry me and Simon Lewis down. They tell me what I do and who I do it for.
Lewis Fox.
Get up in the studio. Turns right back around today and does
a whole speaking engagement and then basically picks at the people of Texas. They got to be about the dumbest people.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Girl, listen, he ain't got no respect for him. None whatsoever.
I hope that let them know, the people who voted for him know where he's staying.
Where he's staying?
Huh?
Where he's staying?
In some bullshit.
Oh, okay. Because
yeah, pretty much it's some bullshit.
Because he didn't even care. So let me give y'all some old school hip hop real quick. Because I've been, this song been in my spirit. So let me give y'all some old hood spirit.
Because I'm at the restaurant.
Fuck that restaurant. Tell them you celebrating your birthday with a big bathroom. Tell Joe I'm celebrating the outfit. The nice blue. I saw the outfit.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Pass the phone to Joe real quick.
Well, I can't. I got my earbud in. He's trying to call in right now on his phone.
Oh.
He was a good...
Okay. So well, just tell Joe, I said, make sure he put your head in the headboard tonight.
Ha ha. He is so funny.
Oh, my God. This
man. Yeah.
Who don't want, listen, I ain't never met a woman that don't want to get her back beat off on her birthday.
You ain't never lied about that, bro.
Listen. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and play this song real quick for y'all. This is what Joe need to play for y'all tonight.
What song are you talking about?
Yeah, it should be. It's a 500 number. That's
it. What it do? Joe in the building.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, first off, let me tell you personally, because it's the first time I spoke to you since you got back home. Welcome home. But I also told your wife that you need to put her head on the headboard tonight.
Oh, no worries about that. You got it without me.
Yes, sir. I'm not going to enjoy your wife. Enjoy this special occasion. Tonight is also a full moon, so y'all make sure y'all get out and go for a nice walk and enjoy the full moon tonight.
Yeah. Well, according to her, it's only 99% full, so it's like, oh my God, really?
Because, you know, I got to ask her what time is at complete full. And I
told him that it's like 2017. He's like, oh, okay. I was like,
you know
what? Don't judge me. I'm a nerd. That's my life. All right, y'all. I love y'all. Go enjoy your birthday. I'm not going to keep y'all. I'm not going to keep y'all on the show. But enjoy your birthday. Joe, thank you for making my life so happy. I appreciate you, bro.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
And thank you for highlighting me tonight. Thank you guys. I love y'all. Have a great night. Love you too, mama. Enjoy. They gonna do the nasty. Look, you know, look, that's how we know no better what to call it. They gonna do the nasty.
Be a grown up.
Yo. Sound like a whole condo over there.
Hey, don't. Hey, listen. Lisa ain't use that old word they like to use talking about hunching.
Oh, hell no. We don't use that word. We too grown for that.
They over there hunching. D, what you sipping on tonight?
Shit, man. I've been drinking some vodka tonight, man. But, I already finished up that cup. That's cup two. So I'm gonna try to pace that third one, man, before I do something stupid tonight.
He about to put somebody's head
on the headboard too. I can do that without it, but I'm just saying.
Oh Lord Jesus, TMI dog, TMI. I was just, you know.
Hey,
I'm just saying,
hey,
you know what I mean? I might say something.
Helen, this is how he want her to come when he come in the room.
Oh, shit. There you go. I can't even hear what you talking about. What is that? I can't hear it. What is it? What song is that? It's distorted.
What song is that?
I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know. Who?
Huh?
I don't know either. What song is that?
That's Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys. Nothing on.
I don't know. I couldn't hear it. I couldn't understand what the music was going on.
That's all right. Let me hold on. Let me fix the studio surround sound. Let me get it better. Let me fix it.
Are you good? Yeah,
let me fix.
No, don't mess with me now.
I've been drinking.
Oh,
what you sipping on?
Oh, I'm doing wholesome stuff. I just got some wine tonight.
You know what, Helen? But yeah, I don't drink wine. I stopped drinking wine a long time ago.
What happened?
Helen
ain't doing wine. Don't call Helen. Ain't leave Helen on
that. I stay away from wine and champagne like that, man. I can't do it. Can't do it.
Well, I got some vodka.
Oh.
You got what?
Some vodka.
What you drinking?
Just some vodka, straight.
Well, see, look. And you was over there talking about me, bro.
I'm telling you, like,
don't do that.
You was talking about me.
Let me be great. All I'm going to do is drink and shoot some niggas on the game. That's it.
That's going to be hell in the night.
That's what she said.
Uh-huh. You know when she get a couple of drinks in it, she be Helen, go ahead and crack that tequila and call somebody random.
That's what's
gonna
happen.
Nah.
I'ma
hide my phone.
See, that's what's gonna happen. All these chicks that always say that shit. Yeah, you know, I'm just sitting back, just drinking alone. Yeah. Somebody sliding around about 12, 1.
No, ain't nobody sliding through over here, baby.
Fresh club nuts. You know what I'm saying?
You nasty, man.
Oh, no.
I'm going to just shoot a few niggas on Call of Duty, then by the end.
The way she's going to shoot a few shots.
Cut that out, man.
Yeah.
You can't even spell that word. Spell it.
Yeah.
Niggas. Luciana. You look up Angel in the dictionary, my picture is next to it.
Yep.
Booty out, folks.
Yep. Straight statement.
You know what? Y'all make me see.
In fact, D. Hey, this Helen real song right here.
Watch it be some bullshit.
I can't hear it, man. You distorted, bro.
We can't hear it at all.
I'll tell a real name. A real story. Hold on, man. We gotta give a shout out.
What you play?
Hold on, I gotta give a shout out because I gotta give a shout out to my girl, Miss Tanya Lewis today. She did a whole Black History Month. She was a keynote speaker today. From the rumor on the block, she shut it down. So shout out to another one of our sponsors, Motivation Magnified. Or did I say that right?
Yeah, you said it right, Motivation Magnified.
Okay, because, you know, y'all niggas got some interesting-ass business names. I can't be keeping up with all these translucent titles and shit now. But, they got some tongue twisters, boy. They want to use every letter in the fucking alphabet. I love my ladies, but god dang. Can we get some old basic ass names? Y'all niggas, boy. Ooh.
Basic for them basic hoes.
You know what? Go basic your ass over there in the corner somewhere and sit down.
Okay, bye. I'm about to go then.
You know what? I ain't playing with you. So D, what you been up to this week on hump day? Did you look at any humps? Did you see any humps? Oh, it's Friday. No, it's Freaky Friday. What y'all do today for Freaky Friday? I don't even know what day of the week it is no more. Jesus.
Nothing. Did some laundry, had a meeting. That's about it.
Did we lose D? Nah, he said that. He disappeared, though. I think he muted himself. Muted.
See, shut up. I ain't even mute myself.
I muted him now.
Yo, you know
okay,
what? That was so last show.
They go to hate. Yeah, I know what you about to say. I meant to cuss him out,
hollering,
but I was like, you know what? I ain't gonna say that.
When I say I was over here hollering, cause he broke you off mid sentence. You was like humble, and then I was like, yeah, he done muted his ass and showed up.
I gave him a whole show and I didn't mess with him. At least I waited to the end of the show. Can I get a clip of that?
Nah, because that was so funny.
It's cool. See, Helen, that's why I do what I do to him. That's why I'll be lucky. I'll be at work when you be on your punk ass lives. And I'll fuck up your whole chat rooms.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Because this motherfucker be walking around the streets with no goddamn shirt on. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
I feel like
nobody want to see that shit.
First of all, I feel like you hating.
You got that right. It ain't hate.
You was about to agree for a second, though.
Yeah, at first I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, hell yeah. But no, it ain't hate. It was a concern for the public.
Listen, I am not the worst body that they have seen. Have you seen these holes going on?
I know, I understand that, but yet again, I don't want to look at, I don't want to open up my goddamn Facebook, and I got to see your ass, your bare nipples out. What the fuck going on?
First of all, what you wait for to do is talk about this pretty chocolate ass body over here. Now I'm gonna need you to go ahead and get your shit together.
Cut it out. And you know what? And you know what? On some other shit, I was about to cuss old girl out inside of the what you call it.
Inside of that group
that you got me in. That group, the Facebook group. The corner
about
pocket.
To cuss girl out.
For anybody. Anybody who listening, join into the corner pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, they ain't ready for. Oh, baby, when I tell you, now the WhatsApp group of the corner pocket that they were jumping.
Huh?
The WhatsApp chat was jumping though for the corner pocket.
I don't do too much of all that extra shit, man.
Hey, I didn't ask you to get in. I didn't even invite you, nigga.
I ain't got it.
Listen, if you complaining about my nipples on Facebook, then you definitely gonna complain about my kneecaps on the corner pocket.
Like I said, I was about to cuss old girl out because I, you know what I mean. I try to participate in a couple of the little shits that go on. You know what I mean? And Shorty played me like I was ugly as fuck, and then I went on to her goddamn page to see that goddamn photo that she got up. I was like, this bitch is out of pocket.
She out of pocket in the corner pocket. Ain't that some shit?
You know what I mean? She was in the side pocket. She wasn't in the corner. She was in the side pocket.
Hold on, I got to go. Cause you know, I got. I got blocked off of Facebook today, so I don't know.
Hey, man, old girl says, you know what I mean? She's like, oh, hell no. I'm like, whoa, I looked. I said, this bitch, she out of pocket. Fucking she.
Oh,
I looked out, you know what I mean?
Can I get a tag to the post or something?
You was tagged in it. If you in that group, you seen one of this shit was about like I want to say about a week ago. Let me go. I'm gonna put it in the group for this shit. But what I'm saying is, seeing the shit, I said this bitch, she out of pocket, man. She need to get out of my motherfucking face. Hey.
Now I'm trying to listen. I'm in here scrolling down trying to see which post it is. Cause bro, listen, when I tell you. I don't even know. Let me see.
I'm about to do it. It was like, yo, just drop your name. Would you touch one of these people above you type shit? And this bitch came out of left field. Like, oh, wait, hold on. You know what I mean? I said, all right, cool. It's not a problem with me. You know what I mean? I don't give a shit. But God damn, let me see this shit.
Yo, that shit be killer though. Like that's the thing, like when people do shit like that, they should already know, bitch, keep going to your head.
Here we go. I'm right here with her.
Oh,
I'm about to post that shit up.
You heard the screenshot.
It's there.
It was the fucker pass post.
Yep, I'm just saying. You know what I mean? And that's just the light picture of me. But it's cool, though. But I, you know what I mean? I don't give a shit because I'm not one of those people that need, you know what I mean, need validation about myself because I know what I do. You know what I mean?
He body positive, y'all.
Hell yeah, nigga. I ain't got no pictures on Facebook with my shirt off. I probably do. But you know what I mean? Nigga, I used to walk around with no shirt on, nigga. Shit, get drunk, take everything off. What? How dare you say something? I heat your ass up. I talk shit with the best of them.
Daddy Longstroke.
<Good shit. laughs> All right. What happened, bro? Hello?
What's up, nigga? For my niggas in them big trucks. For all my niggas in them big SUVs. For my big trucks. Look, nigga, blow your big truck on. You still can't get my big truck, boy. Smiling like the lip, giving up in the corner with my brand new car. I got it, fucking they call. Talking about the wish I never would have came out the door. I got that too bad. So your truck is still the big shit. It's on my ass. Your whole life.
All right, I'm just being random right now. The one thing I love about music, man, there are so many songs for any mood, for any just ooh. All right, let me ask you a question because let me ask this question because I was thinking about this. If you had to pick one song in your life, and it's only one song, and this is the only song that you could ever fuck to again the rest of your life, what song would you pick?
Oh, shit. Hold on. That's a hard one.
Production manager, throw that on Instagram, Twitter. Let's
see. Well, hold on. I got a song. I can't say. I got one that just popped on in my head. I won't say it'll be the last one, but it's one of them up there. It's Play No Games by is that Lil Jon? Yeah. Hey,
I got
man, my Play No Games, Freaky Deaky, and you know my name.
Babe, hey. Mine is Or Not by Ty Dolla $ign.
What's that?
Come on this motherfucker.
Come
on this shit.
Yeah, that right there.
My nigga Big Sam.
That's an underrated. That's an underrated album, but it went tough, though. I'm just saying, just off GT.
So if you could only pick one song the rest of your life to fuck to, what song would you pick? Helen, what would you pick?
Mine's, I'm going to have to go with Or Nah by Ty Dolla $ign. Whew. I don't know why, but that song there, it do something to me. I actually got pregnant with Baby Girl to that song, but we ain't going to talk about that. But that song there is the one.
I got a lot of money. I don't mind spending it. Yeah. I'm going to smoke this drink and I'm going to break you out. I've been lying if I said you ain't the one. All these tattoos in my skin, they turn you on. Not a smoking, thinking that's the shit I'm on. Heard you're not the type that you take home the mom. Is we fucking when we leave the club or not? I ain't spending cash for nothing. I wanna see you take it off. I'ma pop this bottle. You gon' give me brain or not?
Okay, Helen.
That, and it's another one that just came out by Jasmine Sullivan of Hotels. I think it's called Sit On It. You gotta listen to that album. Bro. You gotta listen to that album. That album, oh boy. You can't get no pussy on that album. There's something wrong with you.
And another one.
Not, yo, you know what I mean? You can get past feelings and all that shit, but if you get into that album, you ever heard it, that?
Don't that's gonna get some babies made tonight.
You ever heard that song?
Yeah.
Oh, I was about to say, man, you had you out of control if you didn't hear that.
That's a baby song. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't trying to be cordial about it, man. That album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I started, you know, man, I kept hearing about it. I was like, oh, I don't want to listen to it because it's a chick song. It's a chick album. But I fuck with Jasmine Sullivan. So I said,
yeah,
hey, I said, you know what, let me sit here, man. We were just riding, coming back from Jersey to the crib. I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. Rewind that one. I had to run that shit twice. You know what I mean? shit crazy. Shit
right.
Get different.
Let me ask this question. All right. So you gotta go to the club, right? You on your way to the club. You gotta go to the club. I'm not playing.
I got you.
Okay, the production manager is petty. So she gonna put up here "Hot and Saved" by Tamela and David Mann. I already told her you can't have sex to Tamela Mann's voice. I'm sorry.
No.
Listen, I don't know. Listen, tell you the truth, I can do whatever I want to any motherfucking body voice. I ain't worried about the song.
Tamela Mann got a voice.
Tamela Mann's voice is powerful. I can't see myself about to have sex and then her voice start playing. Bro, I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to have to go repeat. I can't even do this.
Look, man, the music is atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? If you worried about who's singing what during the music, because I know a lot of motherfuckers that's fucking with DMX. Come on, bro. Ha.
I can fuck DMX, but I can't fuck the Tamela Mann.
I don't care. Listen here, bro. Listen, the music is atmosphere. I got one goal, and that's the nut. You hear me?
And I'm not nothing with her in the background. I'm sorry.
That's your situation. That's your situation. Now, if you ain't nothing, that's her problem at that point.
Oh.
that's her problem at that point. You know what I mean?
I'm not gonna lie. This song right here, this wouldn't be my favorite song of all time to fuck to, but I would definitely put this in like my top 10. This is definitely one right here.
What's that? Trading Places by Usher.
Boy, you get on my nerves. You gonna get muted. You gonna cut it out.
Muted.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's only one thing to do.
Yeah, that's definitely one right there for me.
You could do Tyrese. I'm not saying.
Hell yeah, that sounds a love making, baby. Woo, champ.
You could also. I could go with some Mary shit. I could go with some Drew Hill shit. Oh man, I could make a whole playlist of just some smashing shit. But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Just to pop it off or some real crazy shit, I'll probably go old school. So that's just me. I'm a Marvin Cease nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, this
is whoa. See, you didn't expect that, did you? You know, man. Mm-hmm. Here we go. I ain't ashamed no more.
That's D right now.
I ain't ashamed no more. I want to link you up. Let me link you down. Turn, baby. Let me link you all around. Oh, let me look you. Like your mother should.
Listen, boy. Listen, you turn that on for them old ladies. Them old ladies get moist.
Listen. You hear me? Let's put it like this. I listened to that shit with my, you know what I'm saying? Like, that used to be some family shit. They used to throw on in a party and shit, right?
Uh-huh.
It was crazy. We were young as shit. We didn't know what the fuck this nigga was talking. We were just, he was just talking about licking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Then next thing you know, bang. Got grown. I was like, oh, this nigga, he out here for real.
Hey, look, they get them a couple of drinks in their system, boy, get real live quick.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. And we be fucking around now that we older. We'll sit there and be playing that shit. I'll play that shit at my house with all my cousins and family. This shit be here at the house. My aunts, they start laughing. And we start grooving and we listening and we singing word for word with the shit. They be looking at us like, yo, y'all nuts. I'm like, yo, y'all started this shit. You know what I mean? Y'all the OGs of this.
Right, yeah. Y'all the originators of this funk.
Yep, no. When I say they was OGs, they put that shit in our head. We ain't know nothing about this music.
All right, y'all, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. Shout out to the production manager for keeping it live for us tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and give her one of her favorites real quick. Well, it's not necessarily one of her favorite songs, but this is one of her favorite artists, so we're going to turn up a little bit and have some fun.
Make you do a double take. The show simple.
And I do a circle. I probably walk the club about once or twice. and just sit back where I was with my drink. Sit. Unless I seen something on the floor, I'm like a fucking hyena, smelling red meat. Fresh kill. Something on the ride. I need to go get it.
Oh my God.
First of all, nigga, you sound like you was going to prison just now.
I'm just saying. Listen, man, I ain't listening. I'm a savage, man. I go for it.
Oh, he's saying that.
I go straight forward. What are you doing?
So, me and the production manager was having a conversation because she had asked me to do something, right? And so we got to talking about music. And I know you appreciate the history lesson on this one. We started talking about the invention of WinZip. And how did that change the music game? For people who don't understand, WinZip changed, like, literally completely just reinvented the music game, especially for those of us who had 97,000 CDs and, like, 42 CD cases. Bro, I had the big old books. But WinZip changed the game, because that's when you could start putting, like, 3,000 reggae songs on one disc at a time.
Boy, I miss those days, baby. Look, go
buy you an MP3 disc, WinZip everything down. Boy, listen, you can ride from North Carolina to California and never hear the same song twice.
Hell no, and never get bored. Be turned up the entire time.
Just getting it. Helen, this for you, Helen.
Yes.
Thank you.
I like this song, but it wasn't my favorite off that.
What'd
I like the song, but it wasn't. I said I like the song, but it wasn't my favorite.
Nah, it wasn't my favorite, but boy, listen, Keisha was on that bitch screaming.
Yeah, she was. Just with
that's what I found out. That's when I really started. That song, though, was when I started paying her attention, though.
Oh, man, I always pay Keisha full attention. Yeah. From her first album. And that came out after she came out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Matter of fact, you just hit me. It was another song that just came to my mind about some songs to fuck to. And that was, what was that? It was Leading in My Bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, now why you gonna go down that path again? Why
are
we gonna go back?
I'm just saying, it just popped in my mind. You played that bullshit, but I'm just saying it was so that
one.
You see that one, and what's the other joint, Keela? She got the phone out right now. She about to call somebody. I'm telling you, it's about to be a 12 o'clock sweaty nut. It's about to be a sweaty nut night for her.
Nah.
All right, guys, we're gonna do what day it is, cause like they finna get somebody fucked around up.
Why not?
No,
like,
I'm behaving.
Now, you know that's so hot when I'm trying to get away from the song and it come back on anyway. So let's
that one in nursery rhyme. You can go nursery rhyme from by Silk.
No.
Oh shit.
See, Dwayne put these women over here taking off their panties, throwing their drawers at people. No, we gonna behave.
You shouldn't
have. We are not throwing panties at people's forehead. All right, let me do what day it is real quick. Okay, so today is National Skip the Straw Day. The fuck is that? I don't even know what the like. Just reading that shit, though, like I still can't even put that shit together. Skip the Straw Day. So we're just saying this is the day that we don't use a straw. Like I don't understand. Somebody help me with that one.
I can't help you. I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. Ooh, my favorite nut day. Today is National Pistachio Day. Okay, my second favorite nut. My first favorite nut is getting one. And then my second favorite nut is pistachio. What?
Hold on. I thought we just had a nut day, a pistachio day, because we was talking about putting them bitches in some cookies, and we good.
No, we was talking about macadamia nuts.
Oh yeah. Never mind. Recant it. Statement recanted. Sorry.
See, that's why you don't let nuts play.
What's that? They let you play all the time, so shit.
Okay. If y'all see a yellow person missing. Anywho, we got one more day. And the last one is National. Ooh, this is Helen's day. National Tell-A-Fairy Tale Day. Hi, Helen.
I am magical, you know. So yeah, you're right.
nigga, just because you bright like glitter.
Boy, fuck you. I ain't even that bright.
Okay, so all right, so the production manager sent me what the hell National Straw Day is. Skip the Straw Day. On the fourth Friday in February, the Coral Keepers ask you to consider a different way on National Skip the Straw Day. For thousands of years, humans have enjoyed slurping a refreshing beverage through a cylinder tube. If Marvin Stone, the inventor of the first paper straw in 1888. Paper straws are horrible. We're alive today. He might be shocked to know of the five large areas of the ocean called gyres where plastic garbage is collected. The sea current creates a vortex trapping plastic and a collection of all and in the collection of plastics are plastic drinking straws. Okay, that's Dwayne. I'm not playing nothing else by Silk. But you not first
what
of all
what you talking about? I didn't Dwayne. Say that. The production manager said it.
Dwayne, I'm not playing nothing else by Silk. There are certain albums you just cannot play. You can't play.
I didn't say.
JoJo.
What did
you
I
can't
say?
Play
what did I say?
You
I was just listening
Silk.
To what day it is.
You can't play Drew Hill. You can't play Raheem
you can play
Devine.
Drew Hill.
You can't play.
You can play
Usher.
Raheem
no,
Devine.
You start playing any of those albums, people get
you
naked.
Play, what's on Drew Hill that really that's really gonna pop like that for real? Come on, tell me. And I live with a motherfucker that played Drew Hill all day.
Oh, your old lady a Drew Hill fan?
All the way. She been
tell
a Drew Hill since they came out.
Tell her she is now my new best friend.
All the way since they came out.
Okay.
Then,
now,
I've known her since
now
she was high school. She used to skip school to go see these motherfuckers in store. Come on, man.
Okay. Me and her can be dogs. I'm in their fan club and everything, but that's not the point. Anywho, not necessarily. I mean, these are the times from Drew Hill. You can play that, but Cisco's first album alone. He got three fucking bangers on that bitch.
That's not Drew Hill. That's Cisco.
Let's see. April Showers.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of all the albums. Jesus. Oh, God. Talk.
They
oh,
only
God.
Had two. They had
they got,
three,
no, they had
but
three.
I'm saying.
They had three. On the last,
yeah,
on the last, on the third, actually, they have four albums. But the fourth album don't get any acclaim. The third album, song number two, and there's another one on there. Oh, Jesus. And then the first album, you almost the whole album you can fuck to.
Those ain't guarantees.
Hold on.
Excuse me. Those ain't guarantees. Now, if you look at the chat that I did, the group chat that I just put in, those are guarantees. That's a difference. That's a difference, bro. You know what I mean? Now, if you play If You by Silk, then what?
Dwayne, stop. Hold on now, Steve.
I might have to find something to hunch on off that one. Let me stop.
I told you she about to. I told you that phone is.
I ain't about to be nothing.
That shit off the charger. It's been off the charger since that what you call beat in the bedroom. That shit came off the charger. I'm telling you, them sweaty nuts is coming to the house tonight.
Ain't nobody coming nowhere.
Either that or it's going to be the next door neighbor. He going to get
oh,
raped.
Oh, hell no.
Oh.
And she drinking too? Y'all, you know y'all chicks ain't got no cares in the world, man. I used to see my whole girl come out. She was trying to slide a nigga. You know, when we leave out of the crib, we be like, hey, hold up. You know what I mean? We don't care two shits. Y'all chicks, y'all be over there trying to hide, duck, tuck and roll.
I ain't had nothing.
That's one thing about
Lucy. If Lucy was fucking on something, Lucy admitted, but I ain't fucking on that.
No, I'm talking about that walk of shame in that morning.
Oh, shit. I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah. Y'all motherfuckers be over there. My head ain't right. Y'all be trying to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to be showing off. My old boys be looking like, yo, Oh, fam, that's you? Yeah, that's me. Okay, okay. I seen that in, yeah, I know. I pulled that. Came through a little bit late.
I have nothing to say on that. I'ma just, you know, no longer play with y'all.
You know about that woman walk of shame. That woman walk of shame be horrible. It'd be funny as hell. That woman walk of shame when they be leaving out of the crib trying to duck the eyes.
Duck the eyes, nigga. I'm going right afterwards. I ain't waiting around.
Oh.
Or either he's gone, one of the two. The fuck? I'm hitting it quick. That shit that off.
Shit. You laying it down. You laying it down if ever I put it down.
Uh-uh. Nigga, I'm gone.
Yeah. Right. They always say it. Y'all all say that. Y'all all say it. Y'all all. See, let's get this misconception now. See, Beth, you see what you done started with this bullshit?
Because, see, Dwayne, you say that, but that's because you don't know me.
We're not going off you right now. We talking about these women. When they leave out that goddamn house.
I'm speaking for myself. I'm not speaking for them.
You can't. I'm just telling you, when these women be walking out that house, that room, that barracks, that dorm room, and they see what it is, what's going on, and they be like, that morning, that sun hit their eyes, and they put their hand up like a visor. Yeah, that glue that came off that eyebrow. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Off those eyelashes. You got no, come on. You know you don't sleep with them bitches on all day. Oh, man. You could take a nap in them bitches. You ain't going to sleep with them bitches on. Come on. And then y'all got your shoes in your hand from the night before. Yeah. Shirt on top, belt still probably barely on the first notch.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. You come on, y'all know how y'all motherfuckers be trying to leave out that motherfucker. Yeah, I know how y'all be trying to leave out that bitch.
Shit like that, especially bike week at Myrtle Beach. I seen it a lot.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. Y'all gotta walk. You know what I mean? Listen, if you was a hoe for a night, you was a hoe for a night. Cut it out.
Oh.
Lord, not a hole for the night.
You was a hole for the night. You was a hole for the night.
Dwayne, but you know, when they first walk in the club, though, this is how they start off talking at the beginning of the night.
What's that? How's that?
Hold on. Hey B, and then after they didn't get a cup of, after they get before they ask you to buy a drink. Notice I said before they ask you to buy a drink. Then they start singing this one. That's how the night starts.
Yeah, that's how it starts off. But then again, they be doing the Amber Rose slut walk the next morning.
Oh.
I know what it is, man. Cut it out, man. Be proud of that. You know what I mean? Be proud of your shit, man. Listen, if you was a hoe for a night, you was a hoe for a night. And then listen here. A lot of y'all chicks ain't counting that body.
Yeah.
Y'all not counting that body. Y'all not putting that on y'all body count. I understand sometimes it ain't being that body count. ain't the one that that was supposed to be. You know what I mean? Because y'all be, y'all get in there at 1 o'clock, at 3 o'clock, and y'all going by 3:30 or 4 o'clock. Yeah, I understand. Or 3:30. Y'all going about 3:30, 3:45. Y'all in y'all car. We understand that. But what I'm saying is, those ones that be leaving, that come in at 3 and leave at 8, come on, cut it out. Or 9 or 10, because y'all want to get that last one right. You know what I mean? That last one in for that memory. Just be who you are. Count that body. A lot of y'all chicks got more bodies than y'all over here crying that y'all saying right now. You know what I mean? Those one night stands count.
Right. They be like, oh my God, I've only been with like 3 people in my whole life. Times 11?
Listen, man. See, look, y'all done got me back. I'm going to start drinking. I'm on my 3rd to 4th cup. I told you I was going to start talking shit. 4th cup. This is the 4th cup. My fault. Yeah. Got 2 cups in an hour ago.
Hold on. I gotta give a shout out to the high school because I told them I was going to show them some love tonight. So shout out to FCHS. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Y'all, we'll be right back. Come up with, and we're going to rank them from 15th to first, and we're going to put them in order. It don't matter who pulled from what list. We're going to put the list in the group, and we're going to start at 15, and we're going to work our way down to number one. It don't matter who got the best song or who got the least best song, but we're going to take those 15 songs, and we're going to make a playlist for everybody so that way in the month of March, if you ain't fucking, just put all these songs in an order for yourself. Go call somebody over to your house, and we're going to guarantee that you're going to get some drawings and play these songs. If you ain't got no game, just pull up to her house, put her in the car, and just let those songs play. She going to know what time the business is. I promise.
That ride around your city with the windows down. You ain't even got to turn the music. You ain't even got to turn it up. You ain't even got to turn it up. If you stopping at a red light and you playing something like that, what I'm about to lace these motherfuckers with, I guarantee you. That's it, man.
All right, so we got. We're gonna have 15 songs for y'all on Sunday. We're gonna do the Power Hour countdown. We're gonna play a snippet of all those songs that we picked. So we're gonna put that list together for y'all, and we're gonna have that for y'all on Sunday. And also remember, on Sunday we're gonna do the end of the month countdown. So we're gonna talk about all the stuff that happened in the month of February. So that way y'all can be ready to open and go into the month of March. And then we're gonna turn up real big on March. Remember, the first Friday in March, which is March the 5th, we're gonna have your boy Focus. The production manager's birthday is also gonna be March the 5th. So make sure y'all tune in, check us out, enjoy us. Happy birthday to Yvonne once again. Celebrate your birthday. Sister Pisces celebrating her big 40. So happy birthday, boo. Congratulations again to Miss Tanya. If I didn't get to mention your birthday and you listen to the show, please write us to the show. Let us know it's your birthday so we can give you a shout out over the air. Other than that, remember, guys, I'm gonna keep saying this: Black health, Black mental health is important. Black people need therapy. I don't care how great you think you are, man. Get somebody to talk to, and so that way we can get to a better mental health state in our community. I love y'all. I holla.
Play if you.